Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade Premium Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. My email address is BAM at Catholicism.org. That's BAM at Catholicism.org. I'm also on Twitter at Brother_Andre, and I'm easily found on Facebook. Tonight's show is number 95, episode 95, and I'm calling it Fatima in Review. Episode 95, Fatima in Review. And I have no guests this evening. I've been having trouble lining up some guests. I have three guests that I'm trying to line up, and it hasn't worked out. So since we are shorthanded, I don't have a scheduler to handle these things for me. I don't always have a guest. So this is when I inflict a solo show on you. So my apologies if that's not your favorite type of Reconquest. But I think it'll be a good opportunity for us to review, or if you've not heard it for the first time, I suppose to view the Fatima apparitions, or at least the preludes to the apparitions of Our Lady and the first three apparitions. What I'm planning on doing, and hopefully this will go well, is make a few sort of opening remarks, just introducing the Fatima in general, and then speaking about the three apparitions of the Angel of Peace to the children in 1916, and then talk about the first three of the 1917 apparitions in Fatima. This would be the ones in May, June, and July. The July apparition is of particular importance because of the revelation of the secret that took place there, and that's very, very important, and the vision of hell. So, and the revelation of the Immaculate Heart. So, if I have any time at the end of that, I'm going to talk a bit about the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Immaculate Heart devotion, which lies at the very center of the entire Fatima phenomenon, because Our Lady made it very clear that our Lord wishes to establish on earth devotion to her Immaculate Heart, and indeed to place devotion to her Immaculate Heart alongside devotion to His Most Sacred Heart. And this part, I mean, sometimes we focus on the part of Fatima that's not yet fulfilled. That is to say that the consecration of Russia hasn't been done by the Pope and all of the bishops in communion with him, in college with him, in a, you know, which you might call a collegial act of the Pope and all the bishops. But that's not the only part of Fatima that's not fulfilled yet. That's not the only request of Our Lady that's not yet heeded. The full promulgation of the cult of the Immaculate Heart of Mary has really not been done yet. And the reparation of the five first Saturdays devotion, the communions of reparation, and the other devotional aspects that come along with that have not been promulgated as they ought to be. So there's a lot more that needs to be done to fulfill the request of Our Lady of Fatima, other than the Holy Father consecrating Russia in union with all the bishops of the world. Even if, I mean, I don't think that the Holy Father will have the grace to do that unless enough people are actually living the Fatima devotion that they can live without him doing that particular act. So what we'd like to start with now is talking about some events that happened as preludes in 1915 and 1916. Before Lucia, as she's called, we might refer to her as Sister Lucy. Her name in Portuguese was Lucia, which is the Portuguese for Lucy. Before she and her two little cousins, Francesco and Jacinta, were shepherds together, which occasioned their having the apparitions in 1916 by the Angel of Peace, and then later in 1917, the apparitions of Our Lady. Before that, she used to shepherd with some other children, some other friends. And there were some preludes, even to the angelic preludes to Our Lady's apparition. And those preludes were that on three occasions, Sister Lucia, little Lucia, with these other children, saw a being that looked like, she said, a man wrapped in a sheet. It was a very vague vision of an angel, they thought.